This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As the professor and I were discussing, Amazon isn't the only retailer raising wages, and more could follow suit. Meanwhile, more cities and states are raising their minimum pay closer to what worker advocates call a living wage. So what's it like to live on $15 an hour? Marketplace's Renata Sago talked to some of the people who would know best.
Alex Harris is 22 years old and works two part-time jobs in Florida. He makes $16 an hour as a community organizer and $9.50 at a fast food chain. He says he's able to pay his bills and bus fare, but earning $15 an hour full-time with health benefits would help.
What I just ultimately need is just a permanent job making full-time hours. Like, I feel like if I did like 40 hours every week or more, then that would make my life so much easier.
Sharon Rosinski-Peterson is 42 years old and lives in Utah. She's made $15 in the past working odd jobs and said she was able to manage as a single woman. Now that she lives with her husband and is raising two kids, she relies on renting out rooms in her home, and her parents chip in money.
If we hadn't bought this house when we did, we wouldn't be able to survive on $15 an hour. There's no way.
Back in Florida, Alexander Saunders, who works at a community center, received a raise last month after a few years of making a little over $15 an hour. The 28-year-old credits that wage with him being able to pay off his debts.
I actually just paid off last year a car loan.
But, he says, he wouldn't have been able to do that if he hadn't been living with three roommates.
Splitting rent with somebody was an enormous help.
While cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle are mandating $15 an hour wages, the fight for 15, as it's known, continues. And now Amazon employees across the country will get to see how far the $15 wage will take them. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.